Hello and welcome back to the Google Workspace Update podcast from Strawberry 7. My name is Adam.
And my name is Adam.
We're here to bring you the latest updates about everything happening on Google Workspace. Remember that this podcast is available in audio format from your regular podcast provider and also in video format on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Strawberry7. Let's get to it.
On with the show. Right, so this week we've just got four updates to give you all. So the very first one is to do with Google Chat. So you can now concentrate or disconnect with scheduled Do Not Disturb on Google Chat. So in addition to setting a custom duration for Do Not Disturb in Google Chat, you can now set a recurring schedule so you're not disturbed by chat notifications on the web, Android and iOS. This is useful when you want to mute notifications during your regular lunch break or have Do Not Disturb set automatically over the weekend while you're away from your desk. Hopefully this feature enables you to better concentrate without chat distractions or help you disconnect entirely from work when needed.
Oh, right. That's very useful to have the Do Not Disturb feature. Again, it's just Google sort of having a little bit more advancement of these existing technologies to bring in some of those new features that we commonly see on Apple, for example, with Do Not Disturb functionality. Android, you know, Do Not Disturb functionality has been around for a long time. So it's very useful to have that on Google Chat. So you said, Adam, that that is available on web, Android and iOS. I mean, I wonder, I don't know quite how it works on Android because we use iOS. Quite useful on the web, I could imagine. But certainly on iOS, you have kind of a global Do Not Disturb functionality. So I'm not too sure exactly how, whether you'd want to particularly use this as a separate Do Not Disturb functionality, but I guess it's useful to have it there, to have it available if you want it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it would be particularly helpful, kind of like separating work outside of your personal life. So, for example, after 6 o'clock, maybe, or whenever your time is that you clock off from work, you may just want to have all Google Chat notifications muted or just not appear from then, but you're still happy for your friends to text you or any personal messages to come through at that point. So it's more helpful for just separating work from outside of work.
Yes, Yes, you're quite right, Adam. As somebody with no life and just runs a business, I never switch off. So yeah, that's a very, very good point. That for most people who need that work-life balance and have that sort of work area that they want to turn off, I suppose, yes, you're quite right. And the scheduling of that is going to be very, very useful for people who have those regular work hours to be able to schedule that to turn off. Okay, great. When can we start to sort of expect to see this? And who is it? I think who it's not available for I think it's available for everybody, isn't it? But I'll let you do that bit.
On the web, rollout started on November the 19th, with scheduled release starting on December the 9th. But on Android and iOS, the rapid release and scheduled release is starting on November the 21st. So that should be on the day this podcast comes out, actually. This Great. Is also going to be available, basically, it's available to everybody, all Google yep. Workspace customers, as well as those with personal accounts. So right across the board, available to everyone.
Great, that's really good to hear. Okay, thank you, Adam. And what have we got next?
Right, up next, this is more of an admin update. So you can now use something called access approvals to control data access during support or maintenance. So Google is introducing something called access approvals, which builds on access transparency and access management. Access approvals allows customers to explicitly approve or deny Google employees' access to data during support or general maintenance. Access approvals will be rolling out over the course of the next several weeks. Google has designed the system to limit the number of their employees that have access to customer data and to actively monitor the activities of those employees. Access approvals allows customers to set up granular controls at an organizational or admin group level to require explicit permission for Google to access covered content for a limited time period. So access approvals provides admins granular control over how Google accesses the data when support requests are initiated or maintenance is being performed. Critically, this gives customers the ability to approve or decline access on individual requests. It's essential that customers have visibility and control over their systems and how they're accessed by Google. This update, along with sovereign controls for Google Workspace, client-side encryption, data regions, and access management capabilities, provides solutions for customers to reach their digital sovereignty goals.
Okay, so that's very transparent of Google talking about how their support representatives and how their maintenance staff are going to be accessing your system. And it's great that they're introducing controls to allow that, because we're seeing more and more with cyber compliance and cyber requirements on insurance, it's that necessity of access. It's only granting access to people who need it and when they need it. And this is going to be a great extra control to allow that access granted only when it's relevant and only when it's required by those people, even people within the Google sort of sphere, if you like, or the Google sphere of influence. So I think that's very transparent of them and very useful to have.
Yes, it sounds like, if you need some help with something, if you have a bit of an issue and you need some support from Google, so instead of just giving Google as a whole access to all of your own data, it sounds like you're only giving that one employee that is helping you access during that particular support session or something along those lines. So it's very granular and it's only active whilst you allow them to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've got that absolutely correct there, Adam. Yeah. Okay. When are we going to start to see that? And is that available for everybody?
So rapid release and scheduled release started on November the 15th. And access approvals is part of Google Workspace Assured Controls, which is available as an add-on for Google Workspace Enterprise Plus customers only. So it's only the Enterprise Plus customers are going to be having access to this.
Okay, well, that I think that kind of makes sense that they've started at that very high level, because those Enterprise Plus customers are probably the customers out of everybody who are going to have the most sensitive data, or certainly the most sort of access restriction around things like APIs and things like custom controls that they've custom apps that they've put in place. Hopefully we'll start to see that filter down to some of the other versions, especially the education versions there as well, because obviously there is sensitive student data on those platforms. What's next then, Adam?
Right, so next up, we've got Google Takeout. So, new consolidated controls page for Google Takeout. So, beginning on November the 15th, admins can manage takeout settings from a new consolidated controls page, which is now located in the admin console, then under Account, Google Takeout, User Access to Takeout for Google Services. Google anticipates the new page to be fully rolled out within the next few weeks. Once the new page is fully available, the previous Takeout Settings page, which was located in the admin console, then under Apps, Additional Google Services, Google Takeout, that will no longer be available, so it will only be in the new place. Once the rollout is complete, admins can modify Takeout Settings from the new consolidated controls page, as well as from additional services settings page for services with an additional takeout control. Admins can now specify which services users are allowed or not allowed to export data from via Google Takeout, all from one place within the admin console. And so for admins to get started with this, this feature will be available to admins with the services permission.
That's very useful to just sort of add those extra sort of controls. I've used Google Takeout, I think, once or maybe twice to export some data, but it is good to be able to restrict who has access to that ability to be able to restrict that that data and who can actually take that data out. So that sounds like a very useful control. So basically, it's sort of moved as well, Adam. You're saying that it's now in Admin Console Account, Google Takeout, User Access. And then, whereas previously it seemed to be in Admin Console Apps, Additional Google Services, Google Takeout. So that I think that's where it's moved to, right?
Yes, that's right. And I would just mention for everyone, maybe if someone happens to miss this particular update, or if they missed a previous update where something else moved from within the Admin Console, because things have moved around before in the past, hopefully for the better, there is a search bar within the Google Admin Console. So if you know the setting that you are looking for, you should be able to search for it and still find your way that way. I know I've used that myself, and that's definitely been really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's an excellent point, Adam. It's a very, very good tip there that the Google search is generally very good, actually, for finding those services. So, yeah, it's a very, that's a very, very good point. Okay, that's really useful to know. When are we looking at that going out? And I think that's available for everybody, is that right?
So a rapid release and scheduled release started on November the 15th, and this is available to everybody.
Great.
So yeah, right across the board. So essentially, if you have had access to the Google Admin Console, then this applies to you.
Okay, that's really, really good to know. Thank you, Adam. What have we got as a last update here?
Right, last up today, we've got a Google Drive update. So sharing suggestions in Google Drive make collaborating easier. So Google is making it easier to share files with people you typically share with in Google Drive. This feature, with this feature, suggested recipients will appear in the sharing dialog to speed up collaboration across your organisation. So the sharing suggestions will be on by default and will always comply with your organisational sharing policy.
Ah, okay. Well, this is quite useful. So it's very, very tweak. It sounds like a very small tweak to a feature, but just going to be putting up those people that you sort of share often with, or it thinks that you're going to want to share that particular thing with. Again, we've sort of said this about some previous Google updates. I actually kind of thought Google did this already.
There definitely are sharing suggestions that are available already, because I've seen them. So for me personally, I don't often share with the exact same person all the time, but I still see suggestions pop up. So maybe they've just tweaked this a little bit to hopefully try and improve it somehow.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I agree with you. I swear I've seen that before. But like you say, maybe they've just sort of tweaked it a little bit there to make it a bit more obvious or something like that. Okay. Again, when can we expect to see that, and who's that for?
So a rapid release started on November the 16th. A scheduled release will be starting on November the 30th. This is going to be available to all Google Workspace customers. However, this is not available to users with a personal Google account. So everyone other than those with a personal Google account will have access to this.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually, because if you've got a personal account, obviously it's just you within your little area, and everything that you're going to be sharing effectively is sharing externally. So it sort of makes sense that those suggestions don't pop up for personal Google accounts, because you're only going to be sharing externally. So I think that sort of makes sense. Lovely. Well, I think that is the last update there. So that's it. That is everything you need to know about latest updates happening around Google Workspace. Remember that there is an audio version of this podcast available from your regular podcast provider. There is also a video version of this podcast available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/strawberry7. Thank you all, as always, for listening and for downloading our podcast. We are keeping an eye on the numbers, and we really, really appreciate everybody.
We'll be back again next week with more updates.
Goodbye.
Bye.